Giving is and good thoughts to everyone is how important that is. In return, it will, it's a vicious circle. Well, not so vicious, but it makes you feel happier, and then again, that makes it much easier for you to give out good feelings towards others. I think I'm beginning to see the reason for us being here much more so than ever before. In understanding a little more why we're here, that again makes life much easier to live, because you can see the purpose, and that in turn helps, I hope, for me to go on the right path, the path that I should be treading whilst I'm here. Generally, I just find the whole teaching has helped turn me around a lot.
Yes, can I say to my dear friend that you indeed have learned the lesson of more tolerance? Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
Yes.
Yes.
Please do continue.
I'm a little stuck now as to how, what else I should say. I find these evenings, I never want to miss these evenings. I find I want to get more and more knowledge.
Yes.
And hopefully, in the long run, to help everybody, to help the world. That's another thing I hadn't realised, how we should be part of the world and not the world here for us. So in every respect, I think really it's helped me along my way.
And of course, my dear friend, you know that when those from my world have you, we rarely let you go.
Well, I'm very happy we're not letting me go.
We don't let them go, do we?
And it's nice also to speaking of them, to be so aware that they're always with us, and I find that very comforting, and it's nice to pass the message on to others too, who are perhaps in little need, and to sort of let them know also that they're not a
yes. I would perhaps say to each one of you, if you are lacking in any way, it is that your awareness of those close to you is until now still not too clear. But as your awareness and knowledge grows, this will come more easily to you. Thank you.
Paul?
Yeah. Yes, it's difficult to put it all into words, but I think most recently I've noticed there's a bit more control with my moods, and when I've things that would have made me a bit cross or tense or things don't have that same power quite now, and I can see how I perhaps would have got wound up by things, but now I can step back a bit more and have a little sort of chuckle about it all. Not take it so seriously.
Laughter is most important within your world. otherwise all matters would become much too serious. But I would say to you this, my dear friend, you are indeed a spiritual person. In many lifetimes you have brought this to the surface of human living. But within you lies a small fear that the human side of you is not in full control. This is something you must try to learn this time. But you are succeeding.
Yes, yeah. I felt a little give, I think, in recently, yes.
Yes, and as time continues, if you will but give time to your quiet moments, then in this lifetime you will place to one side that strong feeling of control. You understand?
I think so. I think I know what you mean. Yeah, thank you.
Graham, I know you're a newcomer, but...
Even though I've only been a member of the group for a short time, I don't think I could even begin to say how the meeting circle has changed my life. Maybe I've had accelerated learning as I've all the catching up. But I really feel, and I'm not exaggerating, that my life has been turned upside down in many respects. And that I think many times I used to think, what was it all about and where are we going? And I went about my life happy, but wondering. Whereas I think a lot of those questions have now been answered. I had no idea about the afterlife and all the things that are yet to come. And I do look at life very differently now. I think I see a lot more beauty around me, a lot more love. Particularly in other people. When I meet people now, I think differently. I think I used to feel upset by people, their negative, or my negativity bouncing off each other. And I'm finding now that I'm learning to control that more, and I don't feel as upset by things now as I used to. That's something that I really have noticed. And the knowledge that you've given us recently about the nature spirits and so on, all these other teachings, it's just wonderful to spend time thinking on these matters in quiet moments and discussing with my wife and my daughter, and we all feel that we're gaining a great deal out of this.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful.
You, my dear friend, have been a thinking, logical person. Now you will begin to find that thinking capacity can be used in the instruction of other people. That is what we strive to give to you. And although your time here has been much shorter than the others, as you have said, because of your thinking capacity, you have caught up, if I may use that earthly expression, very well. It gladdens me so to hear such words from each of you. to know that yourselves feel this awareness grow from within you. Thank you.
Yes, I am. I look upon these evenings as bringing me down to earth, really, and it feels a bit like an umbilical cord, really, to life. It's made me much more aware of my failings, and I won't say it makes life easier to live. I don't think it makes life easier to live as such, but it makes it more understandable, certainly.
Yes. Let me say this to you, my dear friend. You are always like the bees in your world, busy.
Yeah.
And this applies also to your thinking. We do not wish to bring you down to earth. We wish to raise you back to our world. But yes, gradually you do know and understand that your quiet moments are most important to keep you grounded.
Yes, I don't get enough moments.
No. You need to have more meditation time. But we know and understand that human life is busy. But again, each one of you has the responsibility for your own spiritual growth. Each one of you here has so much potential to give to the world. We help all that we can, but without the help from you, we are limited in what we can achieve. To you, my dear friend, I say only this. Continue as you are. Life, of course, we can never promise you will be easy. But if the awareness and understanding is easier, then what more can we ask of? Thank you.
Margaret? I can only say how happy I am coming here every Monday and thinking about you all the week. I find it difficult sometimes to explain to people how I feel. But I just feel happy about my life. I don't know if that's wrong or not. But I'm so contented.
Yes. Yes. You have travelled this lifetime, I may say, not always easily. Life at times has been heavy upon your shoulders, but at this stage of living, you have acquired a new awareness of what life should be about. You, my dear friend, give help to many. But what I would say to you is this, that not all can accept your words. Therefore, you need to become a little more discerning in who you speak with. Yes, it is something we are helping you with.
Thank you very much.
But again, as all of the others, you are travelling in the right way.
I have a strong desire to understand life and its placement in the universe, and to share that understanding with others. I think this is a way forward for many. I realize that, well, this has been helped enormously by the teachings, of course. I realize that I do not stand alone. There are many connections, both here on the physical earth and with those in spirit. I feel that I've been helped enormously by many, many people, many, many of those in spirit, in putting together knowledge and understanding, I do this without ignoring the love principle which connects with all things, and it seems to be the way forward for me, which I've felt for quite some time now.
Yes, let me say this to you, my dear friend. You are what I would call a universal being. As the other gentleman, you have a thinking mind. Your gift is of the word, both the spoken and printed. This we would not disagree upon. But what I would say to you, my dear friend, is this. Although your gift lies in the distribution of words, you, as spirit, needs to devote more time to your own expansion and growth of spirit.
Yes.
To help others is admirable, but to help yourself grow is even more so. I do not say these words to make you feel as if it is pride. It is not. But in learning first within yourself, do you not see how the expanse of knowledge can be even greater? Because then the words that you speak or write come from the truth of within, and not the knowledge of the outside world. Do you understand my words?
Yes, I think I understand that. In my seeking of knowledge, I have looked in various corners, shall I put it that way?
Yes.
And I'm aware that there have been teachers in the physical world, such as Joel Goldsmith, I could name, who upholds the principle that you have just stated.
Yes.
It comes from within.
It comes from within. What you have achieved, my dear friend, is admirable. And what you seek to do offers much to others. But what I say toil is, think of yourself.
Yes,
please take those words in the way that I mean them for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for your advice. Thank you.
Well, for myself, yes, your words have turned my life right around for the better. I think the one that perhaps I remember the most is the judgment of other people. And if I feel judgmental, I do remember what you've said. We don't know the reasons, and I do try hard to remember that.
Yes.
And for me, perhaps that's the most important one.
Yes, let me say this to you. My dear lady, you have been involved in this work for many of your years. It is not something you would have anticipated in earlier times. But let me say this to you. Although your involvement has been steady, it has only really come to fruition when you realized this task which you now undertake. You, of all of these people, have grown so much in such a short time. Although your involvement has been longer, the speed of your development in recent times has been great. We say only to you, continue. Give of your heart, your time, your mind, and all will be well with you.
Thank you.
My dear friends, let me say this to you. It has been for those who stand close by you a very good evening of discovery. It has taught them much, and we hope that in expressing your words to each other, you now begin to understand each other a little more. Because it is only in expressing your innermost thoughts do you expose your true selves. Think about each other, my dear friends. Exchange the love which exists within this room when each of you are gathered together. I leave you this time with all my love, with the knowledge that I stand close to each one of you, that I know your thoughts well, and we have much work still to go.
Is there anything you would like to say to the lady that you're using?
No. She is aware of what we feel. If it was necessary, then we would give you the information. We will, all the love that you deserve, remain with you until such time as we come to that once more.
Thank you. And I hope that I've said it with us.